KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 27 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy and breezy today with a chance of sprinkles toward midday, a high around 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors on Monday discussed the preliminary site plan prepared by Snyder & Associates engineers for the Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside Park. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said once they started tossing about ideas, his main concern was the location of the new shelter.
I strongly feel that it needs to be moved south 10 to 15 feet and change the orientation of it to a little bit of a more southwesterly direction, because it would be then kind of looking directly at the corner as opposed to straight south would be looking straight at that Sunnyside Road that goes through there. And then we need to make it handicap accessible and provide some kind of a service road.
Other plans call for replacing the current fire pit with one similar to that which was recently installed at the Camblin Addition shelter, a walkway to the shelter, and other features for the surrounding area. Some of the projects the board agreed could be something for the Boy Scouts to undertake to earn their various community service awards and badges. The board gave Herring the go-ahead to pursue the purchase of a prefabricated arch-beamed metal-roofed 30 by 50-foot shelter that simply needs to be assembled on a concrete pad. The shelter's pad and electrical systems are not included in the $30,000 cost of the building, which will likely be paid for through the local option sales tax. A commitment from the Kiwanis and other sources of fundraising will help to defer the remainder of the costs. In other business, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board approved the filing of an application for a TAP, or Transportation Alternatives Program, grant for the Shelburgh Recreation Area Lake No. 2 Trail.
We will be working to write a grant, and it's a TAP grant, another TAP grant. It's a different form, and working with SWPCO and that. And there are some other projects, but there's a little over $300,000 available at this grant request time that comes up. It's due on February 26th or 27th. We're going to be trying to tap into that and get as much out of that as we can of the $153,000. It's 20% matching, so the city's going to have to come up with 20% of that. And in order to do that, I have to go to before the city council and get a resolution with them that they would be supportive of that. So I will be doing that in the second meeting, city council meeting of this month.
The Nishna Valley Trails Group is seeking funds from the city, county, and other entities, as well as through grants to bring a connector trail from the rec area to the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellheads near the Atlantic Little League Diamonds across from KJAN. Herring said the Lake No. 2 Trail is critical to fulfilling the goal of bringing in hikers and bicyclists to the rec area, which can be a destination focal point for outdoor enthusiasts and bring more traffic into downtown Atlantic. A 25-year-old man from Southwest Iowa was arrested Monday morning in a burglary and weapons case in Red Oak. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Logan James Chelf of College Springs was arrested at around 8 a.m. at Broadway and Market Streets after Red Oak police received a call about a burglary. Red Oak police say Chelf was carrying a loaded 9mm handgun when he was arrested. Authorities said that Chelf was arrested on suspicion of first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, going armed with intent, a Class D felony, and a weapons violation that is an aggravated misdemeanor. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak police said Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the investigation. Police in Red Oak made an arrest following a traffic stop Monday afternoon. Officials say 31-year-old Aaron Dwayne Childs of Stanton was arrested for driving while revoked. Childs was being held in Montgomery County Jail Monday evening on $1,000 cash bond. A traffic stop early Monday morning in Clarinda resulted in the arrest of a driver and a large quantity of what was believed to be marijuana seized. Police Chief Keith Brothers said 24-year-old Kevin Soy Ridnour of Clarinda was arrested at around 2 a.m. Monday for felony possession following a traffic stop in the vicinity of 17th and Orange Streets. He was charged with intent to deliver a controlled substance believed to be marijuana, failure to have a drug tax stamp, and suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance. As mentioned, a large quantity of what was believed to be marijuana was found in a 1999 Oldsmobile Alero Ridnour was driving. He since posted a $5,000 bond and was released. Ridnour is scheduled to make an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate at a later date. A woman from Kansas was arrested Sunday night in Page County after deputies responded to a reported burglary in progress. 33-year-old Misty Ann Wetstein of Wathena, Kansas, was arrested at around 9 p.m. on a charge of burglary in the third degree and tampering with a motor vehicle. She was taken into custody, where Wetstein was at 3285 316th Street in Page County, where Wetstein was allegedly attempting to start the resident's vehicle without the keys. The woman was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Police in Atlantic report the arrest on Saturday of 19-year-old Matthew Paulson of Atlantic. Paulson was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear and booked into the Cass County Jail. A man from northern Iowa was arrested early Saturday morning in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials say 38-year-old Judson Douglas Olinger of Humboldt was arrested following a traffic stop at around 12:30 a.m. on Highway 71. Olinger was charged with OWI. He was later released from the Audubon County Jail and given orders to appear in court on February 12th. Members of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund met with the Atlantic Trojan softball coach Terry Hinsman over the weekend to present a check in the amount of $3,500. The funds will be used to purchase new softball uniforms for the girls this year. The girls' old uniforms were showing quite a bit of wear and even sported their past name of Trojans, which changed within the past couple of years. The mission of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund is to fund things in the community that Trevor cared about. Foundation spokesperson Melanie Petty said the baseball-softball program at the Atlantic High School was definitely a huge part of his life. Anyone with an interest in tourism in Cass County is invited to attend the annual meeting of the Cass County Tourism Committee. It'll be held at the American Legion Memorial Building, otherwise known as the Atlantic Armory, on Monday, February 16th. Light appetizers and networking begins at 5:30 in the remodeled meeting room with a short business meeting at 6 p.m. The highlight of Monday's evening meeting will be a tour of the ground level of the building featuring several remodeled areas, including the military museum, updated restrooms, and the future library and kitchen areas. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say smoke inhalation likely killed a Sioux City man who was found dead inside of a burning car near a Des Moines church. Firefighters had been sent to the parking lot of the Abundant Life Church on East Sheridan Avenue at around 10 p.m. Sunday. There, they discovered the body of 51-year-old Patrick Murphy II after opening the driver's side door. The medical examiner said Murphy was barely burned. The autopsy didn't reveal any evidence of trauma or signs of any crime involved in his death. A toxicology report is expected within 6 weeks. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.